From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he would be willing to be interviewed under oath by special counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. He said he's looking forward to it, actually, and the president said there was no collusion with Russia. Reporters asked if there was a date set for the interview.
I guess they're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it.
Would you do it under oath?
You know, again, I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that.
Saying he doesn't want to be part of a whitewash, U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international board that advises Myanmar on the Rohingya crisis. He said there is no agenda and no plan to address issues like safety and citizenship. Richardson also described a, quote, heated exchange with Aung San Suu Kyi over the fate of 2 Reuters journalists being held by the government.
I was very unhappy and distressed by Dow and Aung San Suu Kyi's reaction to my plea that this issue of the Reuters journalists be treated fairly and rapidly. And that brought almost an explosion on her part.
At least 3 people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Save the Children's COO Carlos Carranza confirmed the deaths. A government spokesman said a group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. This is VOA News. At a massive rally Wednesday in Sao Paulo, Brazil, cheering crowds, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He told supporters he plans to run in this year's presidential race despite a court unanimously upholding his corruption conviction. A Brazilian appeals court voted earlier Wednesday to uphold Lula's convictions on taking bribes and money laundering. Lula, Brazil's first working-class leader, said the conviction was based on lies and denied he had committed a crime. He told the cheering crowd, "But this provocation is so big that it's giving me a little itch. And now I want to be a candidate for president." However, Lula could now be ineligible to stand for election because the law bans political candidates whose convictions have been upheld. Instead, the 72-year-old faces a total of 12 years in prison. 12 North Korean female hockey players crossed the heavily fortified border into South Korea on Thursday to form the rivals' first ever unified Olympic team during next month's Winter Games. Olympic Games fielding the joint hockey team was part of a package of Olympics-related rapprochement deals that the rival Koreans recently struck after a year of heightened regional animosity over the North's advancing nuclear program. Some experts say the North may want to use improved ties with South Korea as a way to weaken U.S.-led international sanctions. The U.S. government increased those sanctions on Wednesday. The Trump administration's new sanctions are aimed at halting North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The U.S. Treasury Department placed sanctions on 9 entities, including 2 China-based trading firms. Elton John, the British rock star, on Wednesday announced a 3-year farewell tour, saying he would quit traveling afterwards to focus on life with his family. The 70-year-old singer, one of the best-selling recorded artists in the world over a 50-year career, told a news conference in New York that his priorities have changed after becoming a parent of 2 children. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.